Mad Jen here with the Mad as Heck audio blog, and I'm here today to talk to you about a 16-minute video, the Peter Schiff video that I just watched, that discusses why there is no free contraceptive. And I only have 3 minutes here, so I have to recap 16 minutes in 3 minutes. But the basic argument is, what happens when government offers free anything? Number one, let's take the religious aspect out of it, the Catholic argument. What happens when government mandates that every woman be given contraceptives, whether they need it or want it or not? Well, what's going to happen is women are going to stop shopping for it, which means they're going to stop caring if they take the cheapest product or if they take the most expensive product. In fact, they're all going to want the most expensive products, which means the government and the employer is going to be required to give this expensive product. What's going to happen with the employer? They're going to have to pay for it. And what's going to happen when employers have to pay for something that is expensive? They're going to start reducing salaries. Yes, women, they're going to reduce your salary. I mean, haven't you been fighting for the last 30 or 40 years to have equal salaries with men? Well, now that you're going to want this contraceptive and you think it's such a wonderful idea, employers are going to start reducing their salaries. Because why? Because when something's given to you for free, your behavior is going to change, which means that you're going to start taking these contraceptives and maybe not even using them. Maybe you're going to take them and just let them sit them on the counter, these expensive contraceptives that you're not even using. What if you're a 60-year-old woman who doesn't need contraceptives? Well, she's going to have to buy it anyway. So she may as well take the free stuff, and then, oh, well, maybe she's going to start selling it to people in other countries that can't get it for free. Okay, the costs are now going to go up because the demand is even higher for these expensive contraceptives that you had to have that you don't even need or want. And your salaries are going down because the employers are going to have to cover those costs. Is this really something that you want? Can you not go out and buy your own darn contraceptives? I mean, do you have the government pay for your oil changes? What about your clothing? You have to have clothing in order to stay healthy. You have to have food in order to stay healthy. Maybe the government should start giving you free vegetables. Come on, people. This is not a good idea. If you want salary equality, you absolutely must be willing to go out and buy your own dang contraceptives. Get a clue. Everything in life can't be free. And if it was, then your quality of life is going to go straight down the tubes because the manufacturers aren't going to control costs. And all those costs are going to come back to you. People, there are no free contraceptives. So stop whining about it and just go buy your own dang contraceptives already. Or, you know, there's always the free method. It's called abstinence. Heaven forbid you might be able to control yourself if you don't want to have a child or have an unplanned pregnancy. I know that's a radical concept. Heaven forbid.